You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev, the number one Chevrolet dealer in Canada since 2015, based on Dealer Raider's customer review site. Stop in, say hi. Right now, 20% off MSRP cash credit on select vehicles. That's Lakewood Chev.
Armin Badakian, the soccer editor for The Score, joins us. And Armin, I guess we can start with the easy one, Alphonso Davies from Edmonton. I know he rolled his ankle, but are you expecting him to play, and how much of an impact do you think he can have against Jamaica?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not 100% sure if he's going to play maybe the full 90, but I hope that he'll feature a little bit. He's been Canada's best attacking player so far in this tournament, and he's one of the best young players that Canada has. So I know he did pick up a bit of a knock or did roll his ankle, and I'm not 100% certain yet if he's going to play, but I hope he's going to, because, like I said, he's, I think, one of the players that Canada absolutely needs in order to succeed in the rest of this Gold Cup.
What's Canada's biggest challenge against Jamaica tonight? What does Jamaica do well that Canada is going to have to counter?
There's a lot of physicality, a lot of hard running, and Canada's going to need to match Jamaica's just pure athleticism. I mean, Canada's got a lot of really good athletes, but Jamaica, their players are fast, their players are incredibly fit, and they're very big as well. That's going to be the big, I suppose, factor that Canada's going to have to overcome. And the other thing that I think Canada's going to need is they're going to have to see how they work with a new introduction to the team in Kyle Larin. I mean, for the most part, this Canada team has been very cohesive, but introducing a new player into this mix is going to maybe change things up for Octavio Zambrano's side. So I think the way that they handle that change is going to be an important factor for them as well. But in terms of countering Jamaica, I think the big thing that they need to focus on is being able to outjump them, outrun them, outgun them at times. And if they can do that, I think there's a result for them in this.
Now, give me the backstory on Larin. What happened to him? I know he apologized to the team, but what did he do?
Okay, so Kyle Larin, a couple weeks ago, was pulled over by police in Orlando for driving under the impairment of, I suppose it's alcohol, because his blood alcohol content in his, I think it came in at like 0.179 or 0.182 or something like that.
Oh,
so he did get charged with a DUI, and as a result, he was suspended for a couple MLS games with his club Orlando. He had to go through the league's substance abuse program, and he did issue an apology for making that mistake. A dash cam video actually showed Larin driving on the wrong side of the street, so it was kind of a scary moment and a bit of a mistake for the young footballer. And but you know, he made an apology. He went through the right programs, and he was left out of Octavio Zambrano's side for the first three matches of the Gold Cup. But after the group stages, every team is allowed to make a couple changes to their roster. So they figure now is the time to integrate Larin back into it. He's an important player, and I think personally he's atoned for his mistake, and I think he's ready to come back and work for Canada again. So hopefully he can move past this and we can see some goals.
Now, a lot of people feel that he might be the best pure gifted player on the team, and so I would think he feels like he has a lot to prove. He wants to regain the respect of his teammates. Do you see him and Davies as this maybe dynamic 1-2 punch?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Kyle Larin is potentially, I would say, one of Canada's best pure strikers or best overall forwards. And he brings a very, very important element to the game, which is just scoring goals. Kyle Larin is the kind of striker who has the instinct, that goal scorer's instinct, where if he's in the box, he can put him away. So I think him, Davies, and a couple other young players, I think Scott Arfield is a very important player for Canada as well. These guys are the future of this national team. And so I would say, for example, a guy like Atiba Hutchinson is the best overall Canadian player right now, but he's getting on a bit in age. And so Octavio Zambrano is looking to integrate some of these younger players, and I think Larin is one of, if not the best potential youngster that we have coming through the ranks. So if he can show well in these next few stages of the Gold Cup, I think we'll see the start of hopefully a World Cup qualifying Canadian national team as well.
Looking at, you know, you talked about Jamaica's athleticism and then their speed and their physicality and how they play. How have you liked how Canada's defensive approach has been thus far in the tournament? And will they alter it at all, do you think, against Jamaica?
Yeah, I've actually been very surprised with how strong Canada's defensive makeup has looked. And that back four doesn't feature a tremendous amount of experience, but the players that are being played, such as Dejan Jakovic and I would say Steven Vitoria as the center back pairing, they have really impressed. Vitoria in particular has had a lot of European experience, but these two have not played too many games alongside each other. Another player that I think is doing really well is Martin Wide. And between him and a couple other of the younger defenders on this team, there's a lot of potential for Canada to really establish something. But I think what has been the biggest change for our defensive makeup is the way that Octavio Zambrano is approaching the tactics of each match. I mean, he's a manager who's very pragmatic, and he understands what the limitations of our players might be. And so he's working in a system where he's looking to get the most out of what he has, whereas the last coach was maybe a little bit more of an idealistic sort of approach where he was trying to get players to play in his preferred way, and that wasn't really working. So I think the reason Canada's been so, I guess, solid is because their job has been pretty simple, and it's been outlined for them pretty simply as well.
Who are you taking tonight, and why?
I think it's going to be Canada. I mean, of the four matches, I think the other ones are pretty straightforward results, like the United States easily got their result. And so I think there's got to be at least one upset in here. And Canada's going in not as the favorites in this series. I mean, Jamaica made it to the final in the last Gold Cup. So I think everyone's expecting Jamaica to make another good run at things. But I think that Canada is showing such an incredible amount of potential here that it would be a shame to see it end now. And I think that they have one more round in them at least. So I have Canada winning this one. And let's say a score of 2-1.
2-1. Armin, enjoy the game. I appreciate your time.
Yep. Thank you very much for having me on.